Hey friends, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, your mentor in business system strategy. But today we have a really exciting new opportunity. We're bringing guests back on the show. And I'm really excited to introduce you to Stephanie Karlstedt, who is a human design expert, but she's going to put a spin on this because, if you've been really working your tail off, but you feel like nothing's working in your business, you're going to want to stay tuned for this episode. Or, maybe things are working and you've built this amazing empire of a business, but you just feel empty inside, like still something just isn't clicking for you. You also want to stay tuned for this episode because either way, she has some really fantastic insights that you are going to want to stick around for. So, without further ado, let me introduce you to Stephanie. Stephanie, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited for this conversation. I think it's just so needed in today's world, and it's exciting to be here. So thank you.
Absolutely. It's so true. And when I read the description of what you do, I just knew this is a great fit for this show because so many people are, seeking those internal truths, the answers that, why is it that we're our biggest mystery? We live with
Right.
ourselves every day, right? But it's true. And that's why I think you solve such a unique problem. But first, let's hear a little bit about you. How did you get into doing human design? What led you to this?
Yeah. So I always say I've always been the person that has never felt like I fit the normal trajectory of life. You know, the college, the graduate degree, the perfect job, kids, all, that normal trajectory that society tells us we need to do and follow. But I did it anyway in the beginning. You know, my family told me I needed to go to college, so I went to college. I really hated it. I dreaded it every single day, but I finished. Got the perfect job out of college from the outside, and I honestly felt empty and almost immediately. And it wasn't, I was in that job probably for a month, and it was a turning point when my dad was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's. I went back to work that next Monday, completely just devastated, could not stop crying. I remember being put into my office by my coworker, and she told me to come out when I was done crying. And that was kind of the pivotal moment for me to realize that I wanted to create something on my own so I could be with him through this trajectory of this awful disease. And that's what I did. I walked out of that job and very scared, very nervous, but I dove headfirst into entrepreneurship, learned everything I could. I became obsessed. I built a big, six-figure business, and I had a team of hundreds, and I felt empty. I grew this business. I fell back into it. I followed the normal trajectory of business ownership. I did the checklist. I followed the trends. I followed the gurus. I did what I was told to do to be successful, and I slowly died inside that business. And come full circle, that business slowly just died out because I had lost the passion. I had lost the grit. I had because I was completely fall un you know have bypassed my own design and my own authority, but I didn't know it yet. And then my dad passed away and everything crumbled. I mean, I had this moment where grief broke me wide open to the fact that I was not who I wanted to be. I knew that we have this one time here right now, and I needed to lean into myself and create something that was meaningful to me. That was when human design was placed in my lap. My sister-in-law texted me and she said, "Have you heard of your human design?" And I said, "Yes, and I think it's fluff. I've tried Enneagram. I didn't feel like that was me." And she said, "Just please read it." So I remember sitting on the couch in my living room and reading just the overarching theme of my type, and I started to cry because it was the first time I felt seen, heard, validated, like I was normal for feeling all the ways I always have felt in the past. And so then I became obsessed with learning me. And I got certified and just really grew my love for human design. And now it's my mission, and what I help my clients do is help them build businesses and teams that feel so good that they don't feel the burnout, the overwhelm, the frustration, the struggle. And every single client walks away with a completely different avenue in how they're doing it. So human design brought me back to life and it made me feel whole again. And that's what I tell everybody.
Well, our stories are so unique, and it's cool that you're here because one of the biggest missions of this podcast is to help people live their freedom lifestyle. Both of my parents passed away before they hit retirement, and I know that feeling of, we get one life, we're going to make it count. And I just love that that led you into this journey of your own where, you're making a difference not just for yourself, but now for others as well.
Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word freedom to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text freedom to 55444. All right, back to the show.
And I'm curious, like, what was it like for you when, as you were reading Your Human Design? There's always that little bit, that's almost like a bipolarism going on where we have the old version and then the new version. And that letting go and that surrender and leaning into the new truth, which was always the truth, but it just wasn't what you were living. How was that going for you? Like, what was that inner dialogue, where you're choosing to let go of old patterns and behaviors and trusting that actually following the human design was somehow going to actually work, especially because you already had doubts since you had, quote, tried other things that didn't seem to work. Like, what was it like for you to let go of that?
So the difference between the things that I had tried and this was the things that I've tried were answered from my conditioned mind that had been through trauma, that had been through upbringing, whatever, societal conditioning, external stuff, right? And so my human design, when I sat down and read it on my couch by myself, it was actually the first time that I, like I said, felt whole. So I didn't struggle with, because I knew this is the stuff I knew deep down, but I had hidden it because it felt wrong. For me, I'm a manifesting generator, 3-5 manifesting generator, which literally says that I am meant to fail forward and fall flat on my face hundreds of times before I can get back up and actually share with the world what actually works, which is what I've done. And it was very powerful because 9 to 5 is not meant for me at all. And I listened to that and I got out. So pieces of it I had already listened to. And I understood that I was so misaligned. So it really wasn't, it didn't, wasn't hard for me because I fell so, this sounds weird maybe, but I fell so deeply in love with myself for once that I've never been so okay with being me.
I understand that. And isn't it true that manifesting generators tend to have a little easier time jumping into things?
So, manifesting generators are not here for a linear path. They're here to pivot, move fast. And if something feels good over here, if you listen to your authority, because there's a th authority in your human design that actually tells you how to make decisions, if you listen to that piece of you and it feels good, then go do it. And so we're meant to respond to things that are put in front of us. And yeah, so we are not meant to, my husband's a generator. He's very much, step by step by step. And I'm all over the place, which is what made me always feel flaky. And always made me feel like I didn't quite fit in because I couldn't stick to anything for a really long period of time. But that's actually who I am. And I'm meant to bump into walls and pivot and find what works. And that's what I feel like I'm here to do now and what I'm doing now.
You know what I like to I've talked about this in a sense when it relates to marketing, and you're taking it on a little bit larger scale, but to me, if I were to use an analogy, it's similar to, like, imagine if we just randomly went into someone else's house and try and like started wearing their clothes. it would feel really weird. It would just be like awkward, not only being in someone else's house, but the fact that the clothes were not meant for us. And I feel like that's what a lot of times we're doing in business is we're trying on other people's ideas and doing what their worked for them. And it's good that it worked for them. And we're not saying it doesn't work, but what we're saying is let's get clothes that are tailored to ourselves. Let's get strategies that are tailored to ourselves. But if we don't know ourselves to begin with, then it's just a guessing game. So this is where you come in and you help business owners really curate what their systems and strategies are doing so that it aligns with their human design, with who the truth of who they are, so they can stop feeling broken, right? So they can stop feeling like, oops, I'm not doing this right, or I'm not as good as the other people. And we can just start accepting ourselves for who we are and lean into the truth that we've kind of always known, but just never gave ourselves permission. So that kind of leads me into like, I'm curious how you go about doing that for people. Do you have a process for helping them? And is this something that you do mostly with the founder of a business, or is this something you can do as a team? Can you share with us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so let me back up with what you were saying too about we try on other people's clothes. Human design is the science of differentiation, and we are so different. And that is why we are not meant to build businesses differently. People don't need the same thing from us that they need from the guru you're following online. Your design actually tells you how you're meant to be heard and what your people need to hear from you. So that is, it's just key to understanding, starting to unfold it all. But sorry, can you ask that question again? I feel so bad. I'm just like
That's okay. No, it's
trying to
fine.
go back.
I was just leading into how you serve people and if you
Oh,
help
yes.
just the solopreneurs or if you help in a group setting and kind of how you do that.
Sorry, I didn't want to forget that piece. But yes, so I do help both. I help solopreneurs, I help teams, I actually help corporate teams as well. And I start by they first get their free human design chart from me, which actually tells them, gives them a sense of what human design is. Because a lot of times when people get it, it looks gibberish. They think it's just, they don't understand it. So they just put it on the shelf and it just sits there and collects dust. So what my mission is to give them as much free as I can, which is their design, their 12-page PDF, and then their 5-part audio that really tells them how they can start using their human design in their business. So that's where they start. And then when I work with clients, we really just start where they're at, what their goals are, what their biggest goals are, what feels good. A lot of my clients don't want to be on social media, so I teach them how to build their business in other ways. I teach them how they're meant to be heard. Every client session is different because every client is at a different place in their business. So we go through their chart piece by piece and what that means in in their business and how to build from there. And then with teams, I think it's crucial to know yourself because self-leadership is it has to happen, in business. And we have been so, again, inundated with do it this way, do it this way, do it this way, that when I had my business where I had hundreds of team members, I taught them all the same way that I learned how to build. And if I could know this going back, I guarantee you 100% would have been successful. Like that is how convict, like I'm just so convicted in this. And I know that this is how it needs to work moving forward in 2025 and beyond. And so with teams, it's so important to really understand who you are and how you interact with the world and with people and how they need to see you and how your energy works. And then your team too. It's really cool to have a team of manifestors and manifesting generators and generators and projectors and reflectors. So you all have a piece of the puzzle in helping the team thrive, past where it is. So, and it's just self-compassion and compassion for others as well. I think it's key moving forward because we're not meant to be cookie cutter. We're meant to stand out. So.
I mean, I love that because in some ways, I mean, it's not really at all about the systems. I mean, I believe a business needs three basic things. You need processes, you need people, and you need profit, right? I mean, if we were to summarize it simply put, the processes can be the same, but the people, how they approach the process or how the process is designed to help them specifically thrive in their position. And also, it I'm sure helps you as a leader determine where the people should best be placed because, based on their personality and what they're good at, is going to change that. I found it interesting too. You're just reminding me, years ago, I was a hiring manager at a dealership, and I would have people come in and apply for the job that I was had advertised, but I would talk to them and I'm like, man, they are just not fit for this. But knowing that, it wasn't just didn't mean they weren't a good fit for the business. It just meant they weren't a good fit for that position. And I could
Yes.
instantly think of, oh, you would be really good over here. And I would go introduce them to that manager. I think as a leader, each and every one of us needs to have an understanding of this personality concept. I'm using this general term personalities, but human design, because I think it will help us be better leaders, not just within ourselves, but also to develop a culture in the business so that everybody's thriving and it's a community. It really is a community and a business. We spend so much time with each other. So it just
Right.
seems so in like necessary. And it's surprising to me that it's such an overlooked thing, actually, now that I say that out loud.
Yeah. Yeah, it's key. I mean, just a tiny piece. Manifestors have kind of a closed off aura and they can seem very standoffish. And when you know that about somebody, that's important because that's actually who they are, and they don't have any, ill feelings towards you. That's just how they come up. That's how they, are shown into the world. And so just knowing that those little pieces of what your team is and what who you are is, I think, is really important because there's a lot of unnecessary conflict and unnecessary miscommunication. 95% is nonverbal, and it's really important to understand the auras of each type.
I agree. Very cool. So how has this worked out for you, if you don't mind sharing a little bit of your own personal entrepreneurial journey this second time around
Yeah.
as you've built this new business? How have things been different for you? What challenges have you faced that, understanding human design has helped you to overcome, and like what was that story like?
Yeah. So manifesting generators especially have a very hard time with shiny object syndrome. It's very easy for us to bounce back and forth between things that don't necessarily feel good, but she had success doing it, so this is what I'm going to try. And that's what I was doing in my first business. And even the things that didn't feel good, right? The way I was taught to show up on social media did not feel good. When I learned my design, I am meant to show up in a completely different way. And now that I know that, social media, I almost quit it at the beginning of the year. I was almost completely done. I even told everybody on my stories, I said, I'm out. Like, I can't do social media anymore. But now that I know how I'm meant to show up on it, I love it. It's fun. I had a client message me yesterday and she said, I love posting and I've never said that before. And so it's just been really, really cool to navigate that and see. And then also, I mentioned my authority, and that is your decision-making process and your design. And I happen to have a sacral authority, which means that if someone comes to me with a collaboration idea or a business idea, I am meant to have an interaction with my gut that says yes or no immediately, and then I answer. I was bypassing that. I had completely disconnected that and said yes to everything. And that brought burnout, frustration, overwhelm. Half of us are emotional authority, and I say that if the leaders of the world knew they were an emotional authority, this world would be a different place because you're meant to make decisions after your emotional wave has gone back to neutral. And that is really, really important for those emotional authority clients. And I think that just me understanding that part of my design has helped me shift to what is actually right. And it's created a business that I absolutely love waking up to. One thing I'll say about burnout is you hear a lot of times I'm burnt out in life and business. And most people tie it to the amount of things you have to do, and it has nothing to do with the amount of things you have to do. It has everything to do with a misalignment to those things. And I do a ton of stuff in my business every day, but it is also aligned because I've developed that trust within myself that I lacked before. And with following that, the closer you live to your design, the more ideas, the more things that are meant to come to you, the clients that are meant to come to you will flood in. It sounds crazy, but that's what happens. And so that's a little bit about my story, but I love every single check on my checklist every day.
So how did it go from saying yes to everything to learning to say no? Like, what was it? How did you learn to eloquently say no so that you weren't, offending people? Because I think that's a fear that a lot of people have.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I just simp, I put it simply and I say not, not at this time, but maybe in the future. I don't think second thoughts about it because I will say I'm a recovering people pleaser and I used to, for instance, if I had a falling out with a friend or a team member, I would think about it. I would dream about it. I would be sick over it. That was me really, really bad when I was living misaligned. And the more you know your design, the more you become so okay with you. And if what you say isn't meant for you and you respond to someone that way and they take offense to that, that is on them. And you become so okay with that when you are following your gut and your authority because, yeah, it is very fascinating. I've never been so okay with myself. I really don't care
Oh
about,
my gosh, this is bringing up some interesting questions, I feel. So I just released a couple episodes, and this has been coming up with some of my clients lately, is the people side of the business. Okay, so for example, I've seen business owners who have eradicated employees and are just brutally killing themselves, and I'm saying that in a graphic way because it's literally what they're doing. To avoid hiring team because it's so uncomfortable. I've seen a new business owner take over and just struggle with taking over the team because it's uncomfort. There's this disrespectful feeling. There's this level of authority they think they should just simply have and not knowing. I mean, the dynamics, I mean, I could go on. The dynamics are interesting. And because this came up, this is why I had done a couple episodes about it, obviously, to answer. And another big one is like longtime employees who are just set in their ways and getting them to try to change when the business needs to be moving forward, right? Like the business is always evolving, the people have to evolve too. So these are three like serious pain points that people deal with. As a leader, to hear you say what you said, it created a little bit of conflict. So I want to kind of dive into that a little bit because I'm sure people are thinking, like, oh my gosh, I could never just treat my team, we're talking team here, like that because I don't want to risk losing them, right? So that's the biggest fear. And then that is how we literally, as business owners, get held hostage by our employees because we're so afraid to be ourselves, make decisions, enforce the decisions, et cetera. In this fear that if we lose somebody, we're going to have this world of hurt and have to hire new people and start all over and all the added, all the things that snowball into our minds. So, how do you like, what would you say to somebody who's sitting there thinking, like, no way would I ever do that?
So those are the people that are living in a fear-based scenario. I mean, fear-based life, really. And the people who, here's the thing about human design. The more you can be yourself and honor your authority, the more those around you will start to feel that energy off of you and start to learn to honor theirs. And the people that are not meant to be in your life will fall off. And if here's the hard truth, I'm just going to say it. If you're not willing to let those people go, then you're willing to stay in frustration and burn out forever.
I have
Yeah,
well said.
that is a
Yep.
hard truth.
Steph, I 100% back you on that. I love it. I'm all about hard truths because it's true. And I think, we need to look within ourselves and ask, like, am I holding on to something that isn't? Sometimes we want more for them than they want for themselves. And that's the hard truth as a business owner or even just a leader in management. I felt that way for years. Like I'd see people struggling and I would hold on to them and they were the lowest performer because I believed in them. And at some point, it's like, I can't just keep carrying you with my faith. Like, you have to do it, you know? So I understand that. And I'm glad you said that. Perfect. This has really been good. So, how can people get started, or where's a good place for them to connect with you?
Yeah, so I mentioned that free report. I think everybody needs to start there. It's just to get your feet wet in it all, just to see if it's something that you want to further look into. I think it's really important to start there. That's I'll spell it out, but it's stephcarlstead.com is my website. STEF Carlstead is CARLSTEDT.com. And then the slash HD report. H is in human, D is in design report, is how you can get that free. create.
Awesome.
So yeah, it's definitely something to look into. I was on a podcast yesterday and they said, you know, how do you deal with the people that feel like this is out, that kind of out there? And I said that was me, but I was so burnt out and not myself, and my kids were getting the brunt of it, my husband was getting the brunt of it, that why not? Why not just try and look into you and see if it brings anything out? I've had over 800 people download that chart, and not one person has come back and said, this doesn't sound like me. I've had happy tears. I've had, how do you know me better than my friend? Like
Isn't it interesting how we think that getting to know ourselves is out there?
yes, it
I
is.
mean, it's so important. Actually, I kind of think that was true more, I would say, 5, 6 years ago, but I feel
Oh,
like more
yeah, it's
people are coming
becoming.
around.
Yep. Yeah, there is this new thing called the era of the individual that is starting this year, and by 2027 it will be into full fruition, and which means that we can no longer survive on the systems alone that we've created, which is the education system, the political system, the healthcare system. I mean, I could go on and on about that. Things need to be more individualized. We have to come home to ourselves. Your human design actually tells you your life's work as well, and it's time to step into who we're designed to be and move through the world in the way that we are and feel good about it, you know?
Well, and it makes sense. I think with the world of AI, everything is getting so artificial. And it just makes sense that we would lean more into our human element because that's literally what life is about. But it's kind of cool. It's almost like counterintuitive and ironic, but really neat. It's exciting. I mean, I love being a part of this world and watching it unfold. So,
Oh, I do too. It's fun.
yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining the podcast today. I mean, what an incredible story you have. And I love to see you living in your purpose. To me, that is the ultimate freedom. You know, when I started this podcast, I thought it was all about just time and money and getting to do what I want when I wanted. That was my journey. That's what I wanted. And it just hit me one day. I'm like, you know what? It's really just about living a life that I love. And thank you for helping people do that. You're making a major contribution and it's an important part of the world. So.
Yeah, well, fun fact about me, I have the core four of the new era, which is very rare, which means that I am here to not just talk about it, but embody it and shout it from the rooftop. So that's what I'm doing.
Awesome. We'll keep it up. And everybody, go check out Steph at stephcarlstead.com. We'll make sure to link that in the description below, as well as her bio and a few social media links if you guys want to just connect with her there and check out what she's been doing. All right, my friends, thanks for tuning in today. Until next time, bye for now.